communication mixed up laying down there instead of up here.
We're talking about pump station 23.
Good morning. My first item is a bid award for pump station 23 modifications. Bids were open on July 30th. 7 bids were received. Hopkins Construction, Inc. of Bridgeville, Delaware was the apparent low bidder with a bid of $483,820. The bids were evaluated and Hopkins Construction's bid was found to be responsive and complete in all respects. Thus, it is the recommendation of the Engineering Department that contract 14-22 Pump Station 23 modifications be awarded to Hopkins Construction, Inc. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that contract 14-22 Pump Station 23 modifications be awarded to Hopkins Construction, Inc. of Bridgeville, Delaware at a bid amount of $483,820.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Yes. Motion carried. And next is Pump Station 207 and Force Main Project 12-23.
The item for your consideration is the approval of the balancing change order and substantial completion for Pump Station 207 and Force Main Contract 12-23. On June 3rd, the cutover to the new pump station occurred, so the Engineering Department is requesting that Council approve June 3rd, 2015 as the date of substantial completion. The balance and change order results in a credit to the contract of $137,683.21. The original contract amount was $4,123,810.90. The previous change order was also a credit to the contract in the amount of $4,062.10. Thus, the final contract amount is $3,982,065.59.
Have a motion.
And who was the successful bidder?
Oh.
This work was carried out by Coon Construction.
Coon Construction did this. So this has already been done. Coon Construction.
Okay.
This is change order at the end of it.
Okay. I didn't hear it.
Sorry. Please read your motion.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the balancing change order for contract 12-23 Pump Station 207 on Force Main be approved, which decreases the contract amount by $137,683.21 for a new total of $3,982,065.59, and that substantial completion be granted effective June 3, 2015, and any held retainage be released in accordance with the contract documents.
Pleasure, Council.
Make the motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Obvious, Mr. Carey. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And next, Mr. Wright. Route 26 Phase 3 Sewer Expansion, Construction Administration Inspection.
Good morning, Council. Yes, this first item involves an agreement for professional services for the Route 26 Phase 3 project. This construction work is that's involved with the scope of work is part of DLDOT's overall Route 26 improvement project that we've been working on down there for some time. The DLDOT project had an original completion date of 900 calendar days, or about 2.5 years, starting in January of 2014. There is no milestone completion date requirement within that contract that specifically says when the Sussex County work had to be completed as part of the project. We originally included a construction administration and RPR service period of June 2014 through January of 2015, based on the best available information for scheduling that they were able to provide us at that time, the contractor and DLDOT. While our work will be completed well before the end of their project completion, there is additional time that's required to take us through September of 2015, along with the associated cost for Whitman Recor, based on the contractor's actual schedule. So that's the item I have here before I have a motion.
Please read your motion, sir.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that an agreement for construction administration and resident project representation services on the Route 26 Phase 3 sewer expansion contract in an amount not to exceed $75,879 be approved effective August 18th, 2015.
Pleasure, counsel.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson? Oh, yes, motion carried. Next, sir.
Yes, this next agreement is for our Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility Phase 2B expansion contract. Similarly, it's for inspection service, or basically construction administration and resident project representation services. The completion date for this project was April 20th, 2015. We're not finished yet. The current anticipated completion is October 1st, 2015. Which would be approximately 160 calendar days beyond the original completion date. In accordance with the contract documents, liquidated damages will be assessed against the contractor for their failure to perform on time in an amount not to exceed $2,000 a day. It's our intent to fully recover the cost that I have before you here today for Whitman Record from the contractor through the liquidated damage process upon completion of the contract.
Okay. You have a motion?
Yes, I do. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that Amendment Number 1-A for Construction Administration and Resident Project Representation Services on the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility Phase 2B contract in an amount not to exceed $68,040 be approved effective August 18th, 2015.
Pleasure, counsel.
I have a question on it.
I have a motion.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I got a motion. Question. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Got it? Okay. Yep. Yeah, actually, what's going on with that? What was going on with that construction? It's not being made accessible, and more accessible than it was to any kind of customers. Is that right? In other words, we're revamping that. But right. This has nothing to do with that. I'm just...
Well, this is phase 2B is making for Class B sludge, mm-hmm. and we've talked about a Class A sludge will follow this. The fact that the contractor has gone beyond the original completion date hasn't yet affected us from starting the next contract or really the public. However, it is costing us money, as we're talking about here, to have additional services that we would like to recoup from the contractor.
Very good. Good for you.
Mr. President, may I? And that is two quick questions. Number one is, what is the reasoning for the delay that we've been given?
I'm sorry.
What is the excuse or the reasoning that we've been given by the contractor for the delay?
The contractor really doesn't have sufficient reasons that would allow him an extension at this time. Mostly, I would say his subcontractor's failure to perform as he expected them to, perhaps their I wouldn't say misunderstanding of the project, but perhaps they did not fully realize the complexity of the project and did not put proper resources to the project at the times they needed to be.
Okay. So question number two is this contractor, whomever it is, I mean, now that we know of these delays, does that impact their a future bidding process or their ability to work for the county?
I don't believe that there's any...
Should there be?
Well, let me say that the quality of the work is excellent. The project will not cost the county more money. In fact, the monies that it does cost us that are extras are going to be returned by the company. So there's no extra. And it hasn't affected us in the sense that, again, that the project is causing us a real problem by its by its delay. So I would tell you that the competition for projects like this is somewhat limited. I think the next item that Mike has will show you that we have a bid from this contractor as well. I don't know that we want to certainly limit our competition, so we would want to be very careful about eliminating someone without certainly just cause.
Sure.
So it's something I think we would want to continue to monitor this contractor's performance.
Okay, very good.
Any more questions? Just to make sure we are. Robin, who made that motion? Anybody yet?
No.
Okay.
I'll make the motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second.
Second.
Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arnett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Izzo, Pump Station 210, Project 1507, bid award. Morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is, again, as Mr. Vincent just referenced, in regard to Pump Station 210, a proposed construction bid award. As you may recall, or in the case of Mr. Arlott or Arlett may not know, pump station 210 is our, sorry.
Okay.
Pump station 210 is our main pumping station for the West Rehoboth Sewer District. It pumps directly to our Wolf Neck plant. All of about 90% of our flow that comes into the West Rehoboth Sewer District goes through pump station 210. So what we've been looking to do is reduce the amount of flow to the plant. So this proposed improvement will begin redirected a portion of the flow from pump station 210 that would be going to Wolf Neck to our inland base plant. Right now we serve about 18,000 EDUs through the pump station, and what we want to do is reduce that to about 14,000 EDUs. So currently, you know, as the project comes online, we'll divert about 4,000 EDUs of flow to our inland bay plant. But by 2025, in our 20-year planning period, we'll actually have about 50% of our flow from pump station 210 going to Wolf Neck, and about an equivalent amount, 50% of our flow, will be going to Inland Bay. West Rehoboth continues to grow. Even during the lowest ebb of the economy, we still had growth in West Rehoboth. Just reviewing the bids for the project, we received two bids. Kuhn Construction was the low bidder. Bearing Construction was second low bidder, and that's the contractor that Mr. Wright just referred to. They do have a slight history of being late on projects. However, they do complete the projects, and the work is actually very good. So we wouldn't want to look at penalizing them for future projects because, again, we're entering a period where the economy is on the rebound. There's a lot of other public work on the streets these days, from DelDOT to Ocean City to other communities. So if we take action to reduce the availability of contractors, we're just really going to hurt ourselves. So again, Kuhn was low bidder, $5,003,700. That is compared to our engineer's estimate of $4,837,300. It is $160,000 over our budget, but again, this is a time-sensitive project. We're really trying to get this work done. We won't make the summer of 2016 having this project online, but I believe it's essential to have this online by the summer of 2017. So it's our recommendation that we award this bid to Kuhn Construction, and I have a motion that I can read.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved, based upon a recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that Sussex County Project Number 15-07, Pump Station Number 210 Improvements, be awarded to Kuhn Construction Company of Hokesson, Delaware, at the base bid amount of $5,003,700.
Pleasure, Council. Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second.
Second.
Mr. Cole, questions?
Our question is, what's the difference between first and second bid?
Let me give you the exact number.
About $269,000.
$4 million.
Yeah.
Close to.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah.
I just want just a quick quick comment, Mr. President, and that would be as it relates to the question earlier regarding this contractor. Only it was specifically geared towards just trying to have a better understanding of
oh no, it those
so
are completely
and our valid. And our processes as it relates to our contractors and their ability to continue to conduct, you know, the bidding process with us. So not that I wasn't had any thoughts one way or the other as it relates to where we what we might do with him in the future. More so, just more about the process in general. So.
Yeah, it's a constant problem. You know, we're working with contractors. Some we have a long history with. Some we have a short history with.
Sure.
But sometimes that extra work, some contractors may be high maintenance, but you still get a low bid and you get good quality work. So it's just a trade-off I think we
sure.
should be willing to make.
Okay.
Could I
Any
ask
more questions?
A general
Mrs.
question?
Deaver.
It looks like maybe Wolf Neck, it needs to have, we need to reassign some of our flow
and
from Wolf
this
Neck,
project
is
will
what
do.
You're saying. So not, if is Wolf Neck at capacity at this time?
Right now, for example, during the July 2015 time period, we saw flows about 2.4 million gallons per day mm-hmm. on average for the month of July.
Okay.
It's really stressing our disposal fields. It's not the treatment. We're fine with the treatment, but the disposal fields are being stressed. Mm-hmm. We actually think if we could dial it back to 1.8 MGD and kind of do that on a year-round basis, mm-hmm. we may actually see the fields rebound so we can send a little bit more flow to the area.
So we're doing that, and it's costing us extra, and I'm sure we'll take care of that with the... Well, actually, where do we take care of that? That's a question for Gina.
Out of the sewer district.
What's that?
Out of the sewer district.
Right.
Right, out of the sewer district that in around Wolf Neck, third district.
Well, the new growth, as I indicated, we saw about 3.7%
right.
growth within the district, so the growth is going to be able to pay for these expansions.
Right. I'm just looking to see where the extra cost is allocated. Who you say the customers, it'll be a higher rate? Is that what you're saying?
No.
What are you saying then?
I'm saying it comes out of that district. You guys, who was paying for it,
new
that
customers.
District paid for it. Out of a group that's already, that one is already there.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's what I'm
saying. So rates are not going to go up, and I think Gina can confirm that.
No, the capacity changes, though. It does it, or does
right.
it not?
Yes,
capacity. But that's what I'm looking for, you know, how that affects our business here. All right, good.
Any more questions?
I can sort of see her point in a little bit. On this inland bay, we're really losing that ground up quite a bit. We're going to put, a third more in there?
Yeah, and we're moving forward to, we actually have started studies to look at expanding to new areas to spray irrigate, and we're even looking a little bit about rapid infiltration basins. You have to remember, at Wolf Neck, we control about 400 acres. At Inland Bays, we control about 2,300 acres. So obviously, the capacity at Inland Bays is significantly higher.
But we're spraying, 500 acres at most?
That's about it.
That'd be the most. See, so
right now, but so we can expand.
So we got to expand somewhere because right. if we take this on, some of that land is pretty wet, and you know how the natural resources argues about puddling and all this kind of stuff.
It's going to be a constant evolution process of expanding these plants.
Could be a problem. I don't know. Anyway, we'll probably be gone when it's...
To be on somebody
else's
questions
plate, on the motion.
Right?
Yep, on somebody else's.
One, I heard.
Yeah. Where is that man?
Joel.
I heard
Joel's going to do it all.
We'll take the vote.
Mr. Lucky. President, I heard Ribs mention rapid infiltration.
Yeah.
How are they affected with this? Do you have less going in there, or what is it?
What we don't want to use the
can
rib.
We, can we hold him
I'm
a second?
Sorry.
No, just this is not anything to do with this motion.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, that's a question for a different time frame. But ribs have nothing to do with what we're doing here.
Right.
That's a down-the-road thing. The ribs idea is
it
down
was mentioned
yeah.
as mm-hmm. it being in Wolf Neck, no?
No, ma'am.
No,
ma'am.
Okay,
Inland
because,
Bays,
all right, because I heard that term used in discussion. So you're talking about ribs at the Inland Bays?
We're confused about it.
Well, you're talking about ribs at the Inland Bays? Okay. And that has to do with this subject.
Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I will be Mr. Carey. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Grant request. Mrs. Jennings.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, members of council. I have two grants for your consideration. The Seaford Historical Society is requesting $1,000 to help with the initial funding of the operations of the Nanticoke Heritage Byway. The byway project will help visitors to the area as well as local residents locate many historical and recreational sites in western Sussex County. There have been no past grants for this project.
I make a motion.
Mr. Wilson has a motion to grant $500 from my account.
Second,
Mr. Cole.
I have a question.
Question, Mrs. Dean.
But we were not the county was not going to contribute to byways.
This is similar
it's a
to
grant.
Yeah, it's a councilmatic grant, similar to what we did with
to
the
what I did for Lewis. We're still having to go some other way to get the fund. Okay, gotcha.
Any more questions?
Mm-hmm.
We'll take the vote, Mrs. Dean.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Charlotte.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
But yes, motion carried. Next.
Next one is Rehoboth Summer Children's Theater. They are requesting $500 to continue to provide programs of entertainment, enrichment, and education to audiences of all ages. Last grant received was $500 from Mr. Cole.
So moved. I'd like to do $500.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $500 Mr. Cole's council bank account to Rehoboth Summer Children's Theater for program expenses. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson. I'll be the motion carried. Introduction of proposed zoning ordinances, Mr. Moore.
Yes, the first one is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an MR, medium density residential district for single-family slash condominium units, age-restricted, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 23.5079 acres, more or less, for Truett Homestead LLC, Mr. Cole's district.
I'll introduce it. Mr. Cole introduces it.
The next one is in Mr. Vincent's district. It's an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for propane and oil storage tanks to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, containing 8.82 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
The next one is also Mr. Vincent's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for used car sales to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, containing 1.3 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
And the next one is in Mr. Cole's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a MR medium density residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 23.5079 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it. Mr. Cole introduces it.
And the last one is Ms. Deaver's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 1.0 acre, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mrs. Deaver introduced it.
And that is all, Mr. President.
Council members' comments. Council members' comments. Any comments? I've got some.
I've often asked for detail, and it's often been detail that's in what was sent to us. I do that to either bring emphasis to that information, or to be sure that I understand it and remember it correctly. But I don't like Mr. Vincent, I don't like it when you point to this and you say it's right here in our package. I don't appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am.
And the other thing, if I want to talk about ribs, I'm going to talk about ribs. And you tell me it's not part of the discussion at hand. It is.
Mr. Moore.
It was mentioned.
See if I'm correct or not. Ribs was brought up talking about the future growth of inland bays. What we were talking about was a specific pump station upgrade.
Well, I had a right to ask. Did I not?
Not really. You were correct, Mr. President. It was published on the agenda for certain things so people would be aware of what was being discussed. Normally, Mr. Vincent allows a wide latitude of discussion to take place, but if it gets off too far, he's correct to pull it back in.
Did the engineer say ribs or did he not?
I have no idea.
He said rapid infiltration basins.
He was answering Mr. Wilson's question about inland bays capacity.
Well, that led to another question.
And that brings us to a point. It's important that all of us stay on point to the items on the agenda, all of us.
Well, you know, I'm going to say other people get off course quite often, and I think I'm just going to have to speak up when it happens to me. I don't want it done just because I'm new, just because I'm a woman. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it when Mr. Vincent helps me because he's my elder, and anytime he can help me with his wisdom, I will accept it. I went to high school with him. I always looked up to him. He's taller than I am, and I continue to look up to him.
Any more comments from council?
Wow. Yes, sir. If I may, very, very quickly, because I know we have quite more on the agenda here. Just a few things real quick, kind of recap this last week. I know that we participated along with two other council members, the symposium on veteran homelessness. I think it's something that's really important that we bring to highlight here in Sussex County. Obviously, the Delaware Burn Camp had an event there and recognized those 11 kids that suffered greatly with their burns, and then of course the Girls Inc. conference that the president and I attended on Saturday, and also which last week I had forgot to mention, but I want to congratulate all of the Sussex County teams that were, and all of the teams I should say, that were represented at the World Series. Such a successful event, and I think it's important that we as a county pay tribute to them, and I think that we should, I would actually love to, with permission of the president, invite all of the Sussex County teams that were state titles to be here and be recognized on their such a great accomplishment. I would like to do that.
We certainly can do that, certainly. Any more comments from council? And a motion to go into executive session for personnel and land acquisition. Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett, to go into executive session for personnel and land acquisition. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Obvious, Mr. Carey.